This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Okay, so you heard the news. Facebook is now Meta. Well, it's the parent company of Facebook. It's now called Meta. This worked for Ron Artest, you know, so maybe they should go with Meta World Chaos. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's October 29th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it is National Breadstick Day. The breaking news here is that there's a copycat Olive Garden breadstick recipe online. It's downloadable for you for free. It's out there. Just Google it. It's right there waiting for you. So if you can't make it to an Olive Garden, which, by the way, the breadsticks and salad are the best darn things there, right? I mean, come on. Everybody else can make pasta, just like they make pasta. The breadsticks, though. And that dressing on the salad, just amazing. So there's probably a copycat of that as well online. It is National Oatmeal Day today as well. No copycat recipes for this. You don't need it, because oats, well, they're out there. You can just go get those, get the big thing of oats. They're high in fiber. That's great for promoting weight loss and a healthy digestive system. Just be careful with those little packets. The little packet ones contain a lot of sugar, and that's not so good for you. But oatmeal, that's good for you. Just a little boring. Maybe add some apples in there, some cinnamon, or some sugar. You're all good. It's World Stroke Day today as well. When somebody has a stroke, literally every second is crucial. Every second could lead to more, essentially, brain loss, function loss. You could no longer be able to walk or move your arm or open your eyes or talk. There's a lot that can happen really quick with a stroke. That's why this World Stroke Day, hashtag precious time, is the campaign that they are promoting. This aims to raise awareness of stroke signs and the benefits of timely access to emergency medical care. Visit stroke.org for more details there. It's also World Psoriasis Day, and you can visit psoriasis.org for more information on that. It's National Frankenstein Friday. Yeah, we did a couple serious ones. Now we got to get back into the silly ones. Yeah, Frankenstein Friday. It's the last Friday in October. That's when they do this every year. Mary Shelley was the one that came up with Frankenstein, and she was just 18 at the time when the book was published. So a teenager wrote Frankenstein. How cool is that? She actually had this whole thing as a dream. And you're thinking Frankenstein. Oh, that monster was so cool. Well, that's not the monster. Frankenstein was the scientist. Come on, people. That was Victor Frankenstein was the scientist. The monster actually didn't have a name. So maybe, you know, she should have done that, given him a name. Maybe that's why critics, when it first came out, didn't like the book. Yeah, when it first came out in 1818, wow, she was 18. It came out in 1818. They did not like it. No, they were not fans. But of course, Frankenstein has hung in there. And it's all working out for her. It's also National Cat Day. Now, cats, man, when I say now hang in there, you probably think of that cat poster, right? The cat hanging on the tree. Well, it's Cat Day. And the internet, yes, it's full of cats. Yes, my house is full of cats. Actually, I only have one. But that doesn't mean that it's not full of cat hair. Anyway, cats, they amaze me, right? Well, first of all, they can jump 6 times their height. They can run 30 miles per hour. And 1 year of a cat life equals 15 human lives. So they just do everything faster. Yeah. All right. The other day, I said that it was Black Cat Day, and I listened to the podcast. I was actually heading out. I decided to go get some Starbucks, and I'm listening to my own podcast. I go outside, and I get in the car. Podcast comes on. Black cat. I'm saying, don't be freaked out about a black cat crossing your path. It's not superstitious. Yes, I'm making fun of myself. So I said that. And sure enough, a black cat comes running past my car and like slam on the brakes so I don't hit the cat. And I'm thinking, well, this would be more bad luck for the cat than for me. But anyway, I think I had fine luck that day, but still had a black cat cross my path on Black Cat Day. So there's no telling what's going to happen today on National Cat Day. It'll be interesting. Okay, it is also National Hermit Day, and hopefully no hermits come out running in front of my car today. I don't think that would be possible. They're like living on their own by themselves. And actually, I found an interesting story about a guy that's living by himself, the Serbian man, who's essentially a cave hermit. Yeah, he's lived in a cave for more than 20 years. This hermit has basically mastered social distancing, right? Well, anyway, he didn't know about COVID-19. This last August, he found out about it when he went into this little small town to go get some food or supplies or whatever a hermit needs. And he finds out about COVID-19. So what does he do? Despite living in a cave by himself on a steep mountain climb away from everyone else, he got the vaccine. Gotta love this dude. So I guess he's not going to spread it to his, I don't know. What does he have in there? Foxes? Pigs? Cats. He probably has cats. All right. We don't do a podcast this weekend, but there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, so we got to tell you about it today. Saturday is National Trick or Treat Day. Okay, so that's always the last Saturday in October, which is a little weird because it's not on Halloween. Why do we have Trick or Treat Day not on Halloween? I don't get that. I don't make these up, people. I just tell you about it. But I'm concerned about this one. It's a little weird. It's also National Candy Corn Day. It's National Publicists Day. It's National Speak Up for Service Day. And Sunday is National Magic Day. You thought I was going to say something else there. It's also Girl Scout Founders Day. Oh, and I can't forget this one. National Knock Knock Joke Day. Yeah. It's also National Caramel Apple Pie Day. National Doorbell Day. And yeah, you were waiting for it. It's Halloween on Sunday. Okay, now I would tell you fun stories about Halloween, but I gotta tell you about something that's going on here. In like the 80s, right? We were worried about razor blades and candy and things like that. Well, something that is actually happening this year is edible cannabis food that is looking an awful lot like children's candy. For instance, Sour Patch Kids, they have these things called Stony Patch Kids and Double Stuffed Stonios that are supposed to be like Oreos. Be careful with this. The Department of Homeland Security says that the most common overdoses among children nationwide involve ingestion of edible cannabis foods. So just make sure there are labels on this, but they're disguised, like in the bottom corner or so of the product. So if something looks a little weird, it's got a marijuana leaf on it, maybe don't give that to your kids. Just check the candy, as always. I'm sure you'd do that anyway, parents, but be careful. If you do come across any of that, I'll put my address in the description of the podcast. Saturday's birthday. John Adams was born on that day in 1735. Ivanka Trump turns 40. Kevin Pollak is 64. Larry Wilmore is 60 on Saturday. On Sunday, some Halloween birthdays. Piper Perabo is 45. John Candy was born on that day. I always like to give that one because, come on, he was born in 1950. He passed away in 1994, but I got to bring it up because John Candy was born on Halloween. How cool is that? All right. Let's take a look at our events for today real quick, because we've had so much stuff to talk about today. And I've got to cover this one. We start 1929. The Wall Street crash of 1929 happened on this day. It was known as the Great Crash. This was basically us getting into the Great Depression. It all started on this day In 1929, billions of dollars were lost, wiping out thousands of investors. You know, the stock tickers actually had to run like hours after the stock markets closed because the machinery just could not handle the volume of trading. Hey, but you know what? It was so bad that the next day it looked great because things started moving up a little bit. Because everything sucked on this day. So the next day, when one thing slightly doesn't suck, then it's a good day. So there you go. Putting a positive spin on it. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Richard Dreyfuss turns 74. Winona Ryder is 50 today. Ben Foster is 41. And Trovolo is 34. That is your look at October 29. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and tell your friends. Maybe write it on little cards and pass it out on Halloween as trick or treat. That'll work out great. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. Have a happy Halloween and I'll talk to you Monday.